Always, indeed, it is the higher power that acts. Our sense of personal effort and aspiration comes from the attempt of the egoistic mind to identify itself in a wrong and imperfect way with the workings of the divine force. It persists in applying to experience on a supernormal plane the ordinary terms of mentality which it applies to its normal experiences in the world. In the world, we act with a sense of egoism. We claim the universal forces that work in us as our own. We claim as the effect of our personal will, wisdom, force, virtue, the selective, formative, progressive action of the transcendent in this frame of mind, life and body. Enlightenment brings to us the knowledge that the ego is only an instrument. We begin to perceive and feel that these things are our own in the sense that they belong to our supreme and integral self, one with the transcendence, not to the instrumental ego. Our limitations and distortions are our contribution to the working. The true power in it is the divine's. When the human ego realizes that its will is a tool, its wisdom, ignorance and childishness, its power an infant's groping, its virtue a pretentious impurity, it learns to trust itself to that which transcends it, that is its salvation. The apparent freedom and self-assertion of our personal being to which we are so profoundly attached conceal a most pitiable subjection to a thousand suggestions, impulsions, forces which we have made extraneous to our little person. Our ego, boasting of freedom, is at every moment the slave, toy, and puppet of countless beings, powers, forces, influences in universal nature. Its surrender, the self-abnegation of ego in the divine, is its self-fulfillment. Its surrender to that which transcends it is its liberation from bonds and limits and its perfect freedom. This is one of the most important statements about the ego and the divine and their relationship. So I will just make a little diagram for you. Each one of us is seated in the vast compass of the whole universe, which issues from the Divine, who is at once immobile and mobile. This mobility is a tremendous creative movement. And in this movement, at a certain point, there is a blockade. As a result of this blockade, a small little pebble is created in this vast movement. It's a small little
pebble which is created because of this blockage. But this blockage does not mean that this force is not transmitted. It is transmitted but feebly. Therefore, we don't feel here in our egoism the tremendous force which is behind. It is manageable force, a small little force. We seem to be moving round and round. And it is here, this force enters here as it were. We catch that force. It is woven into us as it were. Actually, force comes from here. All this is from here. And we think that this force is our force, my force. Whatever force you catch, you identify yourself with that one. And this force is already moving forward. But this ego feels that this force is moving because of its catching it. It has caught it. Already the force is moving in its own way. But because you identify yourself with it, you feel that this is a force, my force, which is moving forward. Actually, it is all moving from here. Now, actually, because you catch it, the force becomes weakened. You loosen the whole thing. The force which is coming here, by catching it, the force of it is slightly weakened, diluted. Therefore, when this force is trying to move towards its own movement, you feel as if there's a big resistance. Actually, resistance is your own. You are trying to catch it. It is moving forward by itself. But because you catch it, you feel a resistance. Now, already the force is trying to move forward. So you feel as if you are making a big effort to move forward. Actually, the movement is moving already. But because you are resisting and identifying yourself with it, it becomes weaker and the force behind is pushing you. You feel therefore a kind of burden behind you. It is that burden which makes you feel, I am making an effort. You are making an effort. Actually, you are not seeing that actually the movement is already going on. Even in spite of you, without you. This is what gives you the sense of personal effort. But as Sri Aurobindo says, always it is the power of the divine that acts. Always it is this power which is acting. It is that which is behind it. When you become enlightened, you become enlightened when this blockade is removed. Normally, when this enlightenment is given in terms, intellectual terms, as I am doing now, our natural tendency would be, all right, I will not catch it. I allow the force to pass by me. You do nothing, as it were. This is the kind of conclusion that many people derive out of this statement which I am making. If it is a divine force which is working, it will work out, whether I do anything or not. So I stop doing anything. It doesn't stop in that way.
It's a wrong way of dealing with it.
Unless you break this ego here,
whether you allow this to pass or not to pass,
ego remains. It will always create this sense, I am doing, I am doing. And the way by which you can break this ego is to work behind. This dam is there, blockade is here. Unless you break this blockade, you won't be liberated from this sense.
It's not merely by hearing that ego is not the doer. Divine is a doer. Merely by hearing, you won't enter into this consciousness.
Unless you break this dam,